wind. Cooler temperatures today will help fire crews further, with winds also easing overnight. Taxi drivers are causing peak hour chaos in Melbourne as they deliberately crawl across the Bolt Bridge in a protest against a government licence buyback scheme. Victorian taxi and hire car families urged cabbies to cause gridlock on the bridge to protest changes to the industry after the introduction of ride sharing. Semiraj Raja will return to court today to face three domestic violence charges, and two 14-year-old girls have been charged after they armed themselves with a hammer and knife and robbed a Marsden service station on Brisbane's south side. The girls were tracked down by the police dog squad after they smashed a number of windows at the servo before demanding cash and fleeing with grocery items. In sport, Roy O'Donovan has starred for the Central Coast after scoring a double in their 2-0 win over the Wanderers. O'Donovan netted in the 65th and 78th minute to move the Mariners just 2 points outside the top six. Tonight, Newcastle host Melbourne Victory. The Perth Wildcats are through to the NBL Finals Series for the 31st consecutive year after a tight 96-94 win over Melbourne. In the English Premier League, Burnley and Chelsea drew 1-1, while Swansea defeated Leicester 2-0. German teenager Alexander Zverev has beaten two-time champion Richard Gasquet in the Open Sud de France in Montpellier, and Anthony Mundine is calling for a trilogy bout with Danny Green at the same 83 kilo weight of their controversial rematch at Adelaide Oval. Mundine has declared he'll destroy his rival at Green's hometown of Perth. Mundine's camp lodged an appeal with the Australian Boxing Federation in the hope of getting the result changed to a no decision. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, has the ideal start to your weekday morning. From 5:30, catch the big sports breakfast with TK and Slab. Then at 9, there's a bonus hour of sports and racing with VSV Extra.
One of the best things that the Patriots coaching staff do is adjust mid-game. They change a plan and teams are unable to respond.
Players, coaches, sports experts, trainers and jockeys. Plus the latest tab markets. Big sports breakfast and VSV Extra from 5:30 till 10 weekday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
If you download a radio app, you could listen anywhere. Even at your cousin's wedding. I mean, you can catch the game right there. At work, no one would notice that you're listening to that show until it makes you LOL and sing the hits you know. If you download a radio app, you could listen while in bed. You'd never hear another snore and drift off to jazz instead. So download it at the App Store or at Google Play, and 250 Aussie stations will be just one swipe away. Radio app, your radio, wherever you are.
Don't miss the next superstar to emerge from WA. Head west and find it yourself at the Magic Millions Perth Yearling Sale at Belmont Park on February 20 and 21. Recent graduates of the sale include Group 1 winners Lucky Gray, Magnificio, Moment of Change and the mighty Blackheart Bart. The 2017 catalogue features 368 outstanding lots by 72 individual sires, from local champions to Australia's best. And don't miss the Magic Millions WA Race Day at Pinjarra on February 11, featuring $400,000 in Magic Millions features for 2 and 3 year olds. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging and the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales.
It's Mystic Empire going up to join T Spoon at the 300. Sweet Dealer's chiming in. Then Divine Messenger and Barouge down the outside. Sebring Express, Panyas come off. It's Mystic Empire just in.
Good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you. Brad Davidson joining us now as well to have a look at a huge meeting today at Randwick. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Cozzy. Morning, everybody. Can't wait for this meeting at Royal Randwick this afternoon. Of course, the big return of Winks, but a really good 10th race card to get through.
Too right, and no reason why anyone should not go. Free admission, the whole lot, perfect time, knock-off. Straight after work, dart out there, 5:40, get to see the champ in action. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, that's it. Monday's actually a day off for me every week, but for everyone else, giving over the Monday blues, head down there later to Savo and watch the great mare in action.
All right, and you're going to arm everyone with winners. So the first today, we got a full field, number 8, Leopari, 370, 6, Sabino Speed at 550, along with 7, Hogman, 2, Dylan Trojo, 4, Invincible, well, Dylan Trojo, 7, Invincible, 750, 3, Astronomus, $8, 5, Cawthon's Power, 850.
Yeah, rail at 8 metres today, Cozzy, and for that reason, I'm sticking with those on speed and just with that improving track as well. So I'm going with number six, the Beano Speed. I think he either leads here or settles in the first few with Dylan's Rojo, and I think they can control this from the front. Well, I was a bit keen on his horse and was a bit more sting out of the track, but look, he just missed the photo finish behind Olympic Academy. First time up to the mile this prep last start. He's fitter now. As I said, I think they're going to control it up front and he'll give a big kick in the straight. Number two, Dylan's Rojo, the danger for those reasons mentioned. Probably does cross to lead or either sits outside for Beano's Speed. I know a mile's probably as far as he wants this bloke, but he crossed the third quickest last turn of the race, over 1,500 last time out when winning, and he's just racing in great fashion, this bloke. Number three, Astronomus, comes back as a gelding. Two trials have been good. He's had his first run for John Thompson today. First up last prep for David Van Dyke. He ran second to Bretagne at Doomben over the mile. They went hard that day, but look, I think he'll be flashing home at the finish here. Just that lack of speed and concern. And number eight, Leopari, next best, the favourite. Probably should have won his past two starts, but just think this is a touch tougher. He just doesn't math as well for me today. So 6, 2, 3, and 8 in race one.
10 Super Force, 11 Marnero, 13 Tip Jar out of race 2, 6 Medieval, 420, 3 Circle Game, 480, 1 Maestro Tom at 5, 4 Halberd, 650, then double figures.
Yeah, with number 6 Medieval here, Matt Dunn shooting for highway win number 8. I know he's untried at 1800, but the rise in distance looks ideal for me. He won over a mile at Doomben last time out, posted the quickest splits right from the 600 in a race where they really went hard. He's ready to get a bit further. And the thing I like about him, he's got a turn of foot where most of these don't. I think he'll park midfield. I think he'd be very hard to beat here. Number one, Maestro Tom, the danger. Super effort to run second to Madame de Band in the highway race over 1,500 last time out. The only on pacer to be in a finish there in a race where they went very hard. Untried at the trip, but clocked the quickest, second quickest last 200 of the race on that occasion. Quicker than Circle Game that goes around here as well. So I think he can give a big kick. Number seven, Tip to 10, Tivi. I think it's next best. Beat home to Beak at the last two times they've met. She's an honest, on-pace type who's just got that a little bit more of a turn of foot than to Beak. And number three, Circle Game, next best. She's always looked like she's going to appreciate more ground. She won over 2,000 last preparation. But she got an absolute a peach of a ride from Brodie Lloyd last start. That's my only concern. 6, 1, 7, and 3 in race two.
Number 10, most exalted out of the third. Now, 3 Admiral Cello, 380. 2 Embley at 6. 5 Burnley Energy, 750. 12 Plymouth Road at 8. Number 8 El Novio, $9. Then we're into double figures.
It's pretty keen on number 3, Admiral Cello here. A strong winner this track and distance last start when stepping up 1900 to 2400 in what was a strongly run race. Look, I love the fact he's 4 weeks between runs, keeping nice and fresh. Chris Lee stable striking at 26% the last 50 runners. And James Doyle, I reckon he's worth half a length the way he's riding at the moment. Just parks behind the leaders here, and I think he'll be too good for him. Number 4, Regal Monarch, the big improver for mine that had bet $31 last week before obviously the races were postponed. He was in the 950. Had his right price at $10 now since they've reopened. But look, you look at his form, he was beaten 7 lengths behind Embley last start, but he gets up to 2,400. That's the big key today. His pet trip is a 3-time winner over this distance. Hugh Bowman jumps aboard. Chris Waller a little bit bullish about his chances. Number 2, Embley for third. Bjorn Baker rates his horse as the best of his 4 chances in the race. A good 2,000-metre winner. Just needs to handle the extra trip here today. And number 11, Dreamfolk, I thought was the best roughie in the race. Now the track's dried out. His last 2 runs on dry track, he's been in the placings over 2,400. Just didn't relish the soft track last time out. And I think the $14 represents a little bit of value. So 3, 4, 2 and 11 in race 3.
All right, now the 4th is the English Classic. 11, Smooth Celebration. 14, She's on Cue, come out. Now 8, Sweet Deal, 310. 4, Ultramarine is 460. 7, Follick, 7. 2, Fire Stoker, 8. 9, Let's Get Nautical is 12. 5, San Marco, 13. 1, Dunatan is 15. 3, Junction, 16. 10, Sweet Bouquet is $17. 6 Bull Market, 21, 12 Nicky's Gold, 35, and 13 Monopoly, 41.
Yeah, I had Ultramarine on top originally, but I switched to Sweet Deal this morning, number 8. I just feel the way the track's going to play, it's going to suit a filly that's going to be up on speed now. She was 3 wide without cover in the Wind Stakes on debut, battling on really well for a close third now. That race was run half a second slower than the Canterbury Stakes for the 2-year-old Colson Geldings on the same day. A little knock there, but John Thompson's horses, they always improve second up. It's obviously a target race like most of these, and expect her to go forward, overcome that wide gate and be hard to beat. Number 4, Ultramarine, the danger, just loomed and peaked on his run first up, went fifth to exceed on debut. No doubt this would have been a target race, and the Snowdens have a real knack of peaking horses on grand final day. Hugh Bowman goes on in another positive, and I reckon he's ready to improve sharply. Number 2, Firestoker, beat the $1.30 Pop Mossman Gorge, Canberra on debut. And we see your horses can often improve sharply from their first to second runs. He needs to go to another level, but can do. And number 7, Frolic, a filly that's been a bit tardy away, but did finish on her day. She caught the quickest closing split, but second at Newcastle on debut. And then caught the same last 600 split as Marsupial at Canterbury last start. And of course, that horse is well fancied before running midfield in a Blue Diamond prelude over the weekend. So 8, 4, 2, and 7, but Sweet Deal hard to beat in race 4.
Well, at race 5, pull out the 10 DEFCON. Now 5 impending, $2.20, 2 Dothraki at $5, 1 La Romaine at $5.50. Go to 7 His Majesty at 10, 3 Big Money 12, along with 4 Snippets Land, 6 Supreme F 13, 8 Wouldn't It Be Nice 26, and 9 Aomen is 101.
Yeah, I thought the 2 Dothraki represent a bit of value here. You get a pretty soft time of it on speed. I know he hasn't won for some 485 days, and I think 10 runs. That's enough, but look, he was trapped wide throughout on the Gold Coast first half. He ran really well to finish a close fourth in the Magic Year Sprint. He's 3 from 9 second up. His trial before his first up run was outstanding. I think he goes very close here, providing that first up run hasn't taken too much out of him on that really hot Gold Coast day. Number 7, His Majesty, I've thrown in for second. Another hard horse to catch, but I think he had excuses last time, 1,000 metres, when just blocked for a run in the straight. I mean, he wasn't going well enough to win anyway, but I don't think the drop from 12 to 1,000 that day suited him. He gets back out to 1,200 here, and he 1,200 two starts back in the takeover target. I think the barrier probably cost the victory over Kuro. So, as I said, back up to 1,200 suits. Tim Clark goes back aboard. I just think he gets a few ticks at $10. Number 5, impending. I just think he's too short in the market for mine at 210. I think that's rock bottom. Nonetheless, look, he probably passed just off him with being nice and fresh. Third to a sternum star turn, first up last split, 1,200 reads well. But just concerned whether he might be a 1,400-metre horse. And number 1, Let Remain, dual group 1 winner. Class horse of the field. 2 trials have been good. Class will take him a long way. Just speaking of Chris Lee's last week, just suggesting might be in need of the run. But 2 Dothraki, one of the better value bets on the day from 7, 5, and 1.
Okay, now 2 Henry the Created, 6 All in Rhythm, and 11 Suzanne come out of race 6. 13 Invincible Gem, $4. Now 3 First Approval is $4.40, along with 4 Royal Navy, rather, $4.80. 7 Gorgon is $6.50, 12 Faraway Town, 8. 1 Captain Duffy, 12. 5 Righteous Maid, 17. 8 The Grandson, 18, along with 9 The Peon, and 10 Salsonic, 26.
Yeah, I think 3 First Approval finds a nice race here, and I think the drying track those extra 2 days is really going to suit this horse. He was really good in a benchmark 70 at Caulfield last start. He was trapped 3 wide without cover, but battling on well for second. Now, he's rock hard fit. He probably should have beat subsequent Saturday winner Tactical Advantage early this prep, and just think he can sit hopefully close enough from the inside draw, and I thought he'd be hard to beat. Number 7, Gorgon, the Danger. Strong maiden winner at Warwick Farm over the 1,400. Actually clocked the quicker overall time than subsequent Saturday City winner Invincible Gem did in the other 1,400-metre race on the same day. Now, they went out a bit quicker in that race, but two of his siblings have won over a mile. His mother was the Group 1 winner over a mile in New Zealand as well. So I think he's the improver, and pretty sure there's been a little bit of specking for him. Number 13, Invincible Gem. I can't knock her. I was on her last time at the big odds, and a bit shorter in the market here, up to the mile, the query, but she's airborne, this filly, and you can't knock the way she's going, and she's on pace, which should suit today. And number 4, Royal Navy, shooting for the hat-trick, had a bit of support as well. It was a strong 1,400-metre Rose Hill winner last time out. They did go mental up front, though. Perhaps the wind was slightly over-exaggerated for mine, but definitely a chance. 3, 7, 13, and 4.
Right, we move to the 7th, the Tab Light Fingers, and here, full field, 1 Global Glamour's $3, 2 Sprite at $5, 5 Honesty Prevails at $6, 3 Fox Play $6.50, 10 Samantha $10, number 9 Gidlin is $12, 7 Zenalicious $14, 13 Long Time Ago $15, 8 Louboutin $26, 6 Mo Queen $51, 4 French Fern $61, 11 Miss Vanito $81, 12 Fabio $101, and 14 Tutu $151.
Yeah, I was originally with Foxplay, Aussie, when we were talking on the show last Friday, but just that was when it was going to be a genuine soft track. Now we're getting back, good 4 and potentially good 3 by this time, and just a little against her now on the drying track. But look, I've gone with number 5, Honesty Prevails. Trialled outstandingly twice this filly, including a slick 57.8 over the 1,000 metres at Warwick Farm on January 23. Now, that was a trial. She went some 2.8 seconds or 16 lengths quicker than Suzanne did in the other 1,000-metre trial on the same day. Look, I think she just didn't come up last prep. I spoke to Rick Worthington before that preparation. She had a couple of little issues, and I love the fact that after that first up flop last preparation, he put her away, come back a lot better this time. And I just think the drying track suits, because then it's not going to be as a super testing 1200 as probably was on a stock track. So happy to go with her. From number one, Global Glamour. Look, she's just tough, this filly. Dual Group 1 winner. So well weighted under the set weight conditions of this race. If it was a handicap, she'd have to be giving all these about 8 kilos. She was brave in the Magic Millions 3-year-old guineas, but she did get knocked off by the 100-1 Pop Flying Jess. But look, 1200 short of her best. But if she does find the front, she'll be hard to beat. Just whether a horse like Honestly Prevail kicks up and keeps her out at least one off the fence, we'll wait. See, number two, Sprite. Well, she was one of the most improved fillies
Winks.
In Sydney last
How can four letters mean so much to so many? To lovers of sport, she's a supreme athlete with an unquenchable thirst for victory. To racing fans, she's a pin-up girl, the champion we've all been waiting for. To punters, she's a quintessential good thing. But Winks is much more than that. To me, she's the reason I got into the sport. When I first sat on a thoroughbred, when I decided horse racing was for me, I did it with the dream that one day I'd reach the top. Winks is a galloper who's taken me there, the one who's turned those dreams into a reality. The best part is, the story isn't over yet.
Maybe something each way. 9 Shiraz 26, 17 Lestrama 31, 3 Libaz 41, 4 Libran 71, now 14 Lesquiti Screw at 101. Now the rest of them, 2 Preferments, 6 Magic Hurricane, 8 Sacred Mark, 12 Ambience, all $151. $1.15 with Barrier 2.
Yeah, well, she's going to be very hard to beat. What more can we say, Dobby?
Sure,
isn't
over
the
yet.
The trials have been outstanding. Colors are trending much better than bank interest at the moment, I think.
The best part,
of 12,000,
these, the story isn't over yet.
$1.12 late last week. And talking to the tabloids yesterday, they said it's just continued to come for the great mare. It's impossible to tip against her. She should park just behind the speed here. And
Vicky was next of all being followed by Hosier Lane, a good break back, then came Papermaker, Security Code and Shadow Affair. They turn the corner now and Jar of Hearts went up now to tackle Alone With You, LaRosca on the fence, further out Hosier Lane and Cheeky putting in their claims. Alone With You was the leader, Jar of Hearts, Hosier Lane runs home well, and Jar of Hearts comes at Alone With You, Jar of Hearts, Alone With You, Jar of Hearts by ahead.
For most of these, this is a starting point for their campaign. I reckon this would be a bit of a target race for him, and he's a real 1,400-mile horse. During the spring, of course, he was smashed by her in the Cox Plate. But
now,
I don't think
now,
that race was run to suit the test of stamina over 2,000, which is not really his go. I don't think he's an eight-length worse-off horse than Winks, anyway, put it that way. And look, 1,400 is going to be short of his best. He would have appreciated the sting out a bit more, but I think class will take him a long way. And number seven, Endless Drama. Well, I think everyone's come up with this horse as one that's going to run well here. He's two trials behind Music Magnate and Strawberry Boy have been super. Failed at his only Aussie run in the McKinnon last November, but he's had an Aussie prep now, and I just hearing from Chris Wally, you get the feeling he's going to be a sharp improver this autumn. He was a winner over the mile in Ireland last July, and just whether the 1,400 might be a bit sharp.
Fair, they turn the corner now, and Jar of Hearts went up now to tackle Alone With You, LaRosca on the fence, further out Hosier Lane and Cheeky putting in their claims. Alone With You was the leader, Jar of Hearts, Hosier Lane runs home well, and Jar of Hearts comes at Alone With You, Jar of Hearts, Alone With You, Jar of Hearts by ahead, over Alone With You, Shadow of Fair ran third, fourth there, Hosier Lane, Cheeky was next in, then My Harriet, Oscar Star, LaRosca, followed in by Estabelle, Papermaker, Security Code, Gen CC, Southern Road, and Spicy Angers. Jar of Hearts by G's Travelling Will, this trainer, Cameron Crockett from
Mary White.
Yeah, well, the other thing, Brad, for others, I was just thinking some of the
they
face markers.
And for that day, they're about good.
Way for people mulling up to in the race.
As they come up around the home turn, Bonanco in the red cap start to run home pretty well. Western Surprise, Nicolou's joining in quickly. Sprezzatura on the inside of it is also putting in its run. It's Nicolou's. Sprezzatura went very quickly through on the centre with Western Parade. Sprezzatura the centre, Nicolou. And then Cheekside's getting home well. Sprezzatura just in front, but Cheekside's is flying on the outside. And Cheekside's has got the beat. Sprezzatura, Nicolou, and a great...
One Dixie Blossom, 380, two Pearls, 460, Escalade, $6, three Nancy, 650, 10 Zestful, 850, 14 Zara Bay is $13, seven Passport, 40, 70, number 5, Rocket Commander 18, along with 12 quarters for Reba and 13 Nets for
Green. President Nicolou's run home for the red cap.
I don't mind Pearls here, number 2. She beat Dixie Blossom first up after the race. She made 3 kilo better off today with the end of that day as well. Now, that was 1,300. This is 1,200. I just think she goes really well fresh. She's won 2 from 3 first up. I love the recent trial. She's a two-time winner at Randwick. I think she can just pass behind them here in a race where there's not much speed at all. And I just thought... just depending on what they do with Dixie Blossoms from that wide gate. But if she can settle in front of Dixie Blossoms, I think she might hold her off. Now, number 1, Dixie Blossoms is the clear danger. Look, she trialled outstandingly, and to my eye, it looks to maybe even come back a little bit better this preparation, which is saying something because she was very good last campaign. Just not sure what they do from the wide gate. I spoke to Ron Quinton this morning. He sort of said they'll assess it and see how the day goes. He's just a little bit concerned whether they might be a little bit sharper to try push forward over 1,200, but... we'll wait and see if there's a change of tactics.
On the home turn, Bonanco in the red cap start to run home pretty well. Western Surprise, Nicolou's joining in quickly. Sprezzatura on the inside of it is also putting in its run. It's Nicolou's. Sprezzatura went very quickly through on the centre with Western Parade. Sprezzatura the centre, Nicolou. And then Cheekside's getting home well. Sprezzatura just in front, but Cheekside's is flying on the outside. And Cheekside's has got the beat. Sprezzatura. Nicolou and a great finish. Wackydoo was out wide down Western Parade. Great Body was next in, followed in there by Circadian Rhythm. Out wide on the track was Seishin, Petulant, then Maroon, Bonanco, Abundant, and then Fine Diamond. And last in was Baroness. No.
Six handwritten, four even. Three
number 13, Cheekside has come with a big run on the outside here, written by Tony Cavello at $33 and $7.
Here. Yeah, 13, 10 Alerted, 15, 8 Untamed Diamond, 21.
Environmental. 15,
5 rather, and Cosmonati, 26 along
port.
7.
Then Deepam. Came Environmentalist over on the inside of Pisa Natural. Attacking onto the pack is Gambit. Yeah, homeward bound to the 400 they run. Schnitzel's Joy over on the inside, and Given Wings are still locked in battle. Congregational third on the inside. The Last Kiss is making a quick burst, and have a look at Pisa Natural. Good turn of foot down the outside. Went straight past the Last Kiss. 200 to go, and Pisa Natural's hit the lead. The Last Kiss now tries to pick up, and then came Schnitzel's Joy. He's a natural on the outside as the leader with 100 metres to go. He's a natural just in front. Coming again is Schnitzel's Joy, but he's a natural just in front of the Last Kiss and Schnitzel's Joy. Ooh. Right on the wire, the Last Kiss made a dive, and I'm happy to sit on the...
Number 13, Pick Me Up the Danger. Always had a bit of time for this horse. I loved his win over this track and distance last prep. Ridden a touch quieter with the desired result. And I reckon Jimmy Munn does the same thing here, and I'll just get back off.
Pulls hit the lead. He's a natural. That's the last kid of foot down there. So have a look at the last.
Disappointing at Gosford last start. Nicholas is never missing the target. This is a month between runs there. This is the weakest race he's been in for some time. He maps well, and he'll get every chance at the end with a good claim from Nick Haywood. And number 14, Your Way. She's a tough mare. She's won the 5 from 7. She's just fair behind Invincible Gem last start, 1350, but back to a strong 1200 suits, another one that matched really well. So 6, 13, 1 and 14 in the last, going with handwritten just for the way the track's going to play, in my opinion.
All right, now what stands out today, Brad? Anything really catch your eye?
Yeah, I think race 3, number 3, Admiral Jello's the best on the program. I just think he's going to get a lovely run behind him there in that 2400 metre race. And a few of those leaders, they're up in trip, and Real Queries at the 2400 on a big track for mine. I think the best value, race 5, number 2, Dothraki, as I mentioned, just taking, depending on at the price.
Back is Gambit, chance, homeward bound to the 400 they run. Schnitzel's Joy over on the inside, and Given Wings are still locked in battle. Congregational third on the inside. The Last Kiss is making a quick burst, and have a look at He's a Natural. Good turn of foot down the outside, went straight past the Last Kiss. 200 to go, and He's a Natural's hit the lead. The Last Kiss now tries to pick up, and then came Schnitzel's Joy. He's a Natural on the outside as the leader with 100 metres to go. He's a Natural just in front. Coming again is Schnitzel's Joy, but He's a Natural just in front of the Last Kiss and Schnitzel's Joy. Ooh! Right on the wire, the Last Kiss made a dive, but I'm happy to sit on the fence here. It's either He's a Natural the outside or the Last Kiss narrowly in front of Schnitzel's Joy. Then Gambit, and further back was Congrelator, and then came in Byron Medal, and last of all is Given Wings. You'll probably think He's a Natural's just scrambled in, but I'm just not so sure. Sure here. The Last Kiss
and Winks at 5:40. You'll get to go and see the champion action. Be a great day.
Thanks, Kenny, with Old Horse and I, two lengths, Hughes, Freedom Ring, Lulu Lad, three wide to third, followed by Tio a Go Go, all too harder, hooks to the outside, and I, too, Can Dance, hook to the extreme outside. Well inside the final 300, Madam Kate raced up on the outside of I, Choose Freedom, to go to the front together. Your Bulu Lad's coming at the pier, and I, too, Can Dance is rocketing home right down the outside, but it's Madam Kate in front. She dashed away at the 50. Madam Kate for the money by two over your Bulu Lad. I, too, Can Dance and I Choose Freedom. Followed then by Bleed and Warrior and further back Tio a Go Go. Further back in the race when they pulled up was Grand Dazzler and then came All Too Hot. Followed by.
As you guys would know, there's nothing worse than making a personal mistake that let the whole team down. So
yeah.
It was more my own mistake and letting all of my team down, not just my teammates.
The Big Sports Breakfast. 5 minutes on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by Henry Mazda, Tab, and
Rocketing Hut, Rocketing Hut, Can Dance at the PF. Your Boo Choose Freedom Bait race up at the final side. Can Dance hook tight and I...
Making news in sport, the Central Coast have beaten Western Sydney 2-0 in yesterday's A-League game. Striker Roy O'Donovan netted a double with a penalty in the 65th minute, opening the scoring before he slotted home the clincher in the 78th. Tonight, the Jets host the Victory. Manly will reportedly appeal the NRL's decision to reject Brett Stewart's exemption from this season's salary cap on medical grounds so they can free up room for them to pursue other
hooks
players.
To the outside and
the
I too can dance hook to the extreme outside. Well inside the final 300, Madam Kate raced up on the outside of I Choose Freedom to go to the front together. Your Bulu Lads coming at the pier and I too can dance is rocketing home right down the outside, but it's Madam Kate in front. She dashed away at the 50. Madam Kate for the money by two over your Bulu Lad. I too can dance and I Choose Freedom. Followed then by Bleed and Warrior and further back Tio a Go Go. Further back at the race when they pulled up was Grand Dazzler.
In other news,
and then
three
came
males
all...
have been arrested for allegedly lighting fires in New South Wales, with crews battling close to 100 fires in catastrophic conditions across the state yesterday and overnight. The fire bugs, aged 13, 32 and 40, have been slammed by Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons for what he called a heinous crime. A 55-year-old woman has been arrested after a 74-year-old man was stabbed a number of times in the stomach and leg.
Madam Kate for the money by two over your Bulu Lad. I too can dance and I choose freedom.
Best known as Flume, has won a Grammy Award for Best Dance and Electronic Album for Skin. And five children under the age of 16 have been arrested following a high-speed chase north of Melbourne. The driver, a 15-year-old boy, and his four passengers were caught just before 4 a.m. after a 15-minute chase with a stolen car running out of petrol.
Dance is rock, two can appear. Bulu Lads are to the front end of I too can race. Final 300.
Where will you be when Winx makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens this racing season to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing.
And they're racing.
See the champions of the sport battle it out for ultimate glory. Who will trump the best of the best?
Hooks to the outside and I too can dance. Hook to the extreme outside. Well inside the final 300. Madam Kate raced up on the outside of I Choose Freedom to go to the front together. Bulu Lads coming at the pier, and I too can dance is rocketing home right down the outside, but it's Madam Kate in front. She dashed away at the 50. Madam Kate.